And during this weekend, I mentioned three different exit points from the cycle of dependent origination, the wheel of birth and death. First exit point is where dukkha has already happened. Painful experience has arrived. We're feeling it. The Buddha said dukkha ripens in two ways, either in more dukkha, feeling more ignorance and going around and around the same cycles, repeating the same problems, crashing the same car over and over, or that dukkha ripens in search, in faith that there has to be an alternative. Faith leads to joy, that joy leads to contentment, contentment leads to concentration, concentration leads to insight, insight leads to letting go. Letting go leads to liberation. But dukkha itself is the first exit point, number 12 on the clock. The second exit was feeling conditions, craving, between 7 and 8 on the clock. Noticing that feeling of liking, not letting it turn into wanting. Or disliking, not letting it turn into hatred, aversion. It's the second exit point. First exit point is related to the first noble truth, that of dukkha. The second one related to the second noble truth of how craving works, tanha. The third exit point is to not let the cycle begin in the first place, to sustain the quality of vicha, awareness. So that's associated with the third noble truth, dukkha nirodha. Because nirodha doesn't just mean the ending of something that's begun, it also means the non-arising. So if there is no ignorance, then the whole cycle doesn't begin. With vicha, there's peacefulness, spaciousness, ease, brightness. But there's also a fourth exit point. And this is particularly related to sharing our blessings and appreciating the relational nature of our practice, our lives in the world. One particular teaching, the Buddha speaks about the sources, the fuel for ignorance. What is it that puts petrol in the tank of avijja in the first place? In this particular teaching, he spells it out in detail. It's another causal chain. So if you don't spend time with good people, sapurisa, sangseva, if you don't spend time with good people, you don't create the opportunities to listen to the good Dhamma, sadhamma savana. If you don't listen to the good Dhamma, if you don't pay attention to helpful teachings, then faith doesn't arise. If faith doesn't arise, then there is no support for wise reflection. Carry on in an unreflective way. Without wise reflection, there's no support, no fuel for mindfulness and full awareness, intuitive awareness, sati sampajanya. There's a lack of mindfulness and full awareness, then we live reactively, unrestrained in the senses. We see something that we like, we chase after it. We see something that we dislike, we complain about it, contend against it. We live reactively. When we are reactive rather than responsive, that feeds three kinds of unwholesome action: unwholesomeness in thought, unwholesomeness in speech, unwholesomeness in actions, our choices. Those three kinds of unwholesome action then become fuel for the five hindrances: sense desire, ill will, dullness, restlessness, and doubt. And the five hindrances are the fuel for ignorance, for avijja. So that's what helps to put petrol in the tank of avijja. That's what feeds it, that's what supports it. But if we do choose to spend time with good people, like gathering together for this online retreat with 80 or 90 people around the world, catalyzed by the good people, retreat center managers and organizers, the tech support team, helping to create the connections, the venue, the situation. We gather together, at least virtually. Sapuri Sat Sang Seva, drawing close to good people, good beings. So this creates the opportunity to hear the good Dhamma, Sadhamma Savana. Faith arises, faith supports wise reflection supports mindfulness and full awareness. Mindfulness and full awareness supports responsivity rather than reactivity, restraint of the senses. Restraint of the senses, responsivity supports three kinds of wholesome action: wholesomeness in thought, wholesomeness in words, wholesomeness in action, in choices, activity. The three kinds of wholesomeness in themselves support the four foundations of mindfulness. The four foundations of mindfulness support the seven factors of enlightenment, and the seven factors of enlightenment support true knowledge and liberation. Bingo. Deprives ignorance of its fuel. It fuels wisdom, awareness. So the root is who we spend time with, drawing close to good people, taking the opportunities to connect with good-hearted, like-minded people. And reflect on this. This is a great opportunity to particularly share our blessings with those with whom we have shared this weekend, the other faces in their boxes on the screen. People that we know, people that we don't know. Here we are together, gathered in this virtual experiential space to cultivate the quality of appreciation, gratitude, to have received support from these other good people and to have provided support for them. Our presence has contributed to the base of support, what leads to faith and these other wholesome qualities leading to liberation. We've contributed to that. That can be rejoiced in, also rejoicing in the benefit received from the faith and commitment of others. Sat Purisa, Sang Seva, drawing close to good people. That's the root. Similarly, the Buddha said in the Mangala Sutta, not to associate with fools, but to associate with the wise. This is the highest blessing. Verse number one in the Discourse on the Highest Blessings. Not to associate with fools, but to associate with the wise. This is the highest blessing. This is a good opportunity to appreciate this blessing. Rejoicing in the noble company we've been able to keep over this weekend, and to consciously share whatever goodness has arisen within our own hearts with those who've been supportive, those with whom we've shared this little journey together. To cultivate gratitude, appreciation, consciously sharing those blessings, to delight in this opportunity that we've all had. What a wonderful thing. How miraculous that the technology exists that we can see each other, hear each other across the world, joining together for this time. We can appreciate that. share our blessings in gratitude for that. What a wonderful opportunity. How fortunate. Worthy of rejoicing, delighting, appreciating. Thank you.